Robots have invaded Adrian Strook's dairy farm, and he couldn't be happier. Strook runs the 1,250-acre farm, just north of Cochrane, alongside his wife Margaret and two sons, producing milk, haylage, canola, oats and wheat. The family also does custom work on an additional 2,000 acres. Since they took over the original 450-acre farm in the mid-1990s, the family has grown their landholdings, making several upgrades along the way, adding tile drainage, installing a grain handling facility, and building a free stall barn for its young stock. But, as their enterprise grew, the aging dairy barn, in particular, needed some attention. It took a great deal of manual labor and the majority of our family workforce to care for the cows morning and night, Strook said during the 2024 Northern Ontario Ag Conference in Sudbury on February 13. Our next step was to address these issues, keeping in mind that the future of our family farm was to be in our son's hands. After considering their options, the Strook family decided to build a robotic dairy barn, which started operating in December 2022. Want more business news from the North? Sign up for our newsletter. Among the technologies they've adopted are two Lully robotic milkers, which milk cows automatically, monitoring cow activity, rumination, resting time, temperature, and milk quality and quantity. A Barney robot cleans up manure in the barn, Strook said, keeping walkways cleaner and helping to prevent foot issues in the cattle. It runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and will send out an alert if an issue arises. A Ranger robot, made by Robivic Agri Solutions, autonomously provides feed for the cattle, ensuring they have access at all times. And the Maximus system, which controls lighting and ventilation in the barn, monitors inside temperatures, the outside temperature, wind speed and direction, and rainfall, adjusting ventilation levels accordingly. Lighting is controlled by time and lux sensors so cows receive a consistent level of light year-round. The system monitors for heat and stray voltage, and issues an alert if there are any problems. In a little more than a year since the system came online, Strook said he's seen big improvements in his enterprise. These management tools are so valuable to the smooth running of a dairy operation, Strook said. It is seen in the improved health, milk production and reproduction. Ian MacDonald, a field crop specialist with the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs, believes the agriculture industry is really just on the cusp of a technology revolution. Most farmers are already using robots in some respect: smartphones, digital watches, bank machines, computers, automobiles. But introducing technology directly to the farm can help address labor shortages and improve the quality of life for producers, MacDonald said. He believes on-farm technology could have the same impact that smartphones had when they were introduced to the world, replacing stereo systems, data storage, and phones all with one device that could fit in a pocket. In about 5 years, the entire communication and entertainment industry was completely upended, MacDonald said. What happens when this type of disruptive change comes to agriculture? He said. Are we ready for it? How will we adapt to it? What is it going to mean? Robivic Agri Solutions makes the Ranger, a robot that autonomously provides feed for cattle. Robivic Agri Solutions photo. MacDonald is one of about 150 stakeholders who are part of the Ontario Ag Robotics Working Group, formed in 2021 as a way to brainstorm ideas around technology and how it could impact the sector in Ontario. Ontario has an opportunity to engage with innovative new companies from around the world that are developing new ag technology, he said. Part of the goal of the working group is to create an environment where companies can come to Ontario, test out their technology, engage with academics and farmers, and get more of that technology to market. The future is really neat. It's somewhat scary, it's expensive, and the pace of change is just going to keep going and going, MacDonald said. But, my goodness, is it exciting the things that are becoming available to us. Farms are going to change and we're going to have to change with them. Testing of some of this new technology is taking place right now by companies like Hagerty Ag Robotics, which is based in Bothwell, south of London, in southern Ontario. Hagerty works with companies from around the globe whose technology is in various stages of commercialization to see if it can be used here at home, explained Jason Garibo, a project manager with Hagerty. If the technology works, they help to try and promote it in the sector. If it needs more tweaking, they provide feedback to the manufacturers. We really think that robotics are going to be a strong tool for the future of crop agriculture and agriculture in general, Garibo said. Robots like Oz, made by France's Neo Technologies, which Garibo described as one of the popular machines around the world, a small, battery-operated robot that can run for about 8 hours on one charge. It works similarly to a tractor in that tools are interchangeable and swapped out as needed. As a smaller machine, it's useful for managing about 10 acres a day. Its big brother, Oreo, can also use various implements. Garibo said Hagerty tried it out with a spraying system that enabled them to control how much spray was being applied, while the robot self-navigated around the field. The Roboti, manufactured by the Danish company Agro Intelli, closely mirrors the versatility of a contemporary tractor, in that existing implements can be added to it. Garibo said they used the diesel-powered robot to plant 100 acres of corn and 50 acres of sugar beets, and it handled the task with no problem. This robot was one of our favorites, in that we could sit at Tim Hortons and watch it remotely and we could count on it to plant effectively, Garibo said. Lely's Vector robot, as demonstrated in the video below, automates feeding of cattle. Since the Strooks made their foray into robotic farming, they haven't looked back, and they're already planning to add more technology to their operation. Within the next few months, the family plans to install a Lely Vector robot, which will mix together various recipes for animal feed, deliver the feed to the animals, and monitor feed levels to ensure it's available to the cows at all times. Looking ahead, Strook said they'll also be installing a Lely Calm calf milk feeder, which will feed calves milk in the correct amounts and at the correct temperature, day and night. This will result in healthier, robust calves with optimum growth and development, Strook said. Overall, shifting to robotics at the farm has introduced consistency and flexibility into the operation, he noted. Though many jobs still need to be completed by people, they are less time-sensitive, he said, and now usually only need one person to do. We now have the ability to concentrate and better commit our time to our cropping efforts, whether it be the busyness of planting season in the spring or harvesting in the fall, he said. Robotics and technology has allowed us to continue and to grow as a family farm.